Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Morning sunshine going to give way to some afternoon clouds and a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. High today around 78. Kenosha right now 54 degrees. It's 52 in Burlington, 62 in Milwaukee, 61 in Racine. An Illinois teenager injured while cliff diving with some friends at Quarry Lake Park in Mount Pleasant, taken to a Milwaukee area hospital by Flight for Life after first having to be rescued from where she fell. The teen reportedly slipped and landed on the cliffs. South Shore Fire Rescue personnel tried to reach her with an ATV, but called for the Racine Fire Department's rescue boat to help move her to the beach area. She was then taken to nearby Batten Airport and the helicopter, a process that took nearly an hour. The teen reportedly suffering some possible broken bones and experiencing tingling in her extremities. She was with a group of 4 to 5 Illinois residents who were all cited by Mount Pleasant Police for illegal cliff diving. Several streets blocked off in the vicinity of 9th and South Memorial in Racine after two vehicles collided. That just before 2:30 yesterday afternoon. The accident reportedly shearing off a power pole, putting more than 100 We Energies customers in that immediate area in the dark for a time. Power was restored within about half an hour, but then the crews had to replace the damaged pole. That affected local traffic even longer. There were some injuries reported with the accident, but nothing said to be life-threatening. The decision was made that there was no decision in the Dennis Brantner trial in Fond du Lac, and as a result, it was a mistrial in the case, with Brantner accused of killing Barrett Beck in 1990. Dan Miller, pastor of Racine Bible Church, speaking for the Beck family afterward, said they appreciated all the efforts of those who were trying to get justice.
On behalf of Barry, the family would like to thank the jurors, the court system, the sheriff's office, the district attorney's office, and those that have continued to pray for and support us through this difficult time.
Brantner remains in the Fond du Lac County Jail on $1 million bond. He's scheduled to be sentenced next month for an unrelated drug conviction, a jury finding him guilty on 10 counts of possessing narcotics, pills found in his boot when he was booked into jail on the murder charge. 3 years in prison, the sentence for a Racine man who robbed a Racine business at gunpoint with two other people more than a year ago. 19-year-old Dewan Bogan pleading guilty earlier this year to being party to the crime of armed robbery and being a felon possessing a firearm. He was one of two men armed with handguns who held up the High Street Food Mart in December of 2014. Store's owner said they got away with just over $1,000. Bogan, also sentenced by Racine County Judge John Jude, to 3 years of extended supervision and 3 years of probation. Toyota's announcing a second recall in as many days. This time, it's more than 3.5 million cars over possible emission control and airbag defects. Wednesday's recall affecting Prius, Auris compact hatchback, and Corollas produced from 2006 to 2015. On Capitol Hill, Racine-based S.C. Johnson Chairman and CEO Fisk Johnson, part of a Senate Homeland Security Committee roundtable discussion on measures to best protect the country from the Zika virus.
I do think one of the most important ways the government in this country can help is in environmental control, controlling mosquitoes before they breed, and helping with education, public service announcements, communication, helping people to understand what they can do to help eliminate the mosquito threat and mosquito breeding grounds.
The committee, chaired by Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, also hearing from UW-Madison professor David O'Connor. Well, among the upgrades that will be part of the rehabilitation project for two sections of Highway 11 in Racine County, new pedestrian crossing signs designed to get the attention of motorists approaching those crossings. The DOT's Brian Deneve says new rectangular rapid flash beacons are going to be installed in the crossings at the Pike River Bike Path in Mount Pleasant, also 86th Street in Sturtevant, and at York Street in the Union Grove area. Says the DOT began installing these new signs within the last few years.
It's really just a modification of what you've seen probably for existing pedestrian signs. As mentioned, kind of the diamond-shaped with the silhouette of the pedestrian, but we've also added the rectangular rapid flashing portion, which gives the extra notification for vehicles as they approach the crosswalks.
Work on the 2.5-mile segment of Highway 11 in Union Grove scheduled to begin next week with flaggers directing traffic. The project to rehab about 1.5 miles of that roadway in Sturtevant expected to begin in mid-July.
Well, unless something changes, the next chief of the Kenosha Fire Department is going to come from within the ranks. The Police and Fire Commission voting 3-2 Wednesday to skip the national search and only accept applications from current members of the department. Commissioner and Alderman Ed Kubicki, who supported the motion, said he did so in part because of the anticipated large number of internal candidates.
You're going to see over 8 candidates internally going for this position of fire chief from within. In the past, I don't know if they had the particular amount of individuals that could become fire chief in the past. That's why they may have went external and internal in the past.
Meanwhile, the commission hopes to have the next chief on board by the end of the year. He'll replace John Thompson, who's retired. The first new outdoor drinking fountain in the city ever seen in many years, now operational at the southwest corner of West Boulevard and Washington Avenue at the rededicated Peter Bach Plaza, honoring the longtime WRJN Radio Dana Show host and local store owner. Mayor John Dickert, without any reference to Bach's popular radio program, noted that he's part of West Racine's history, and remembering that history is important.
Because it tells us who we are, and more importantly, it shows us what we're all about. So we want to talk about the plaque today because it's very, very important to us, and we want to thank the Bach family. But it's really a pleasure for us to remember and rededicate this corner to the contributions of Peter Bach.
As for the drinking fountain, the mayor referenced several times it as a bubbler, and he said it's the first of many planned with development projects, like the nearby DeVita Dialysis Center. The bubbler is behind a stone honoring Peter Bach with all the information about his life and Danish heritage, something that Susan Lemke knew firsthand, along with Bach, many years ago.
He was a perfect example of a good citizen, you know, Danish heritage, West Racine. What more could you ask for? He liked the Danish, and I think a lot of Danish people listened to his program on the radio. And like I said, our neighbors turned it on all the time. They wouldn't miss a show.
Peter Bach's store first located in the 500 block of 6th Street downtown, then the 5,000 block of Washington Avenue. He was born in Aalborg, Denmark, one of Racine's sister cities, died in 1974. His radio show, started in 1928, lasted until 1970. The Racine Plan Commission is supporting a staff recommendation to allow deviation in the sign standards for Joann Fabrics to locate between Party City and Ross Dress for Less on the west side of Regency Mall. Assistant planner Jill Johannick noted the sign request is for Joann's Fabric and Crafts, All the Verbiage, which is the company's trade name, but it doesn't fit on a single line per the standards.
The current standards are based, you know, on earlier development and modified in 2004, and signage and things are evolving. So it's kind of a contradiction that the standards allow for the trade name only, however, the trade name cannot fit in one line of text, which leads us to our second deviation from the standards that only one line of text is permitted.
Joann's is the last of three businesses for repurposed space that used to be JCPenney on the far west side of the mall. The new monument signs along Green Bay Road and Durand Avenue also factoring into that discussion. The site of the former Total 24 gas station convenience store at Washington and Marquette Streets in Racine, that is closer now to a transformation. The City Plan Commission approving a conditional use permit for a canopy over the new gas pumps to go with the new building and two tenants. Assistant planner Matt Sadowski said the revised site plan addresses some original concerns about traffic flow and parking. Mayor John Dickert expressing great concern, though, to the developer about the fuel-hauling tankers having to back out onto busy Washington Avenue to leave.
That's the one thing that, boy, that really concerns me. Because especially in the morning and afternoon, you got heavy bus traffic going through there. Because that's going to be really imperative to the safety of everybody. We never want anybody getting hurt. And that corner, unfortunately, people come around on Marquette Street, they turn that corner, and they're just flying, and they're going to have about 2 seconds to react if there's a truck out there.
The new facility to include a 24-hour pump available while the rest of the business is closed overnight. Also, a drive-through request no longer part of the plan. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.